Ah, yes. As you said, time for episode of Would You Rather? Just thoughts that come across my mind, decisions you might have to make in life, ones that, heck, I might make this weekend with the beaches closed. I might not, but this involves some water and some other activities, outside activities. Gentlemen, Keyshawn, I'll start with you. Would you rather? That's involved diving. You guys like to dive, right? Different dives? Yeah,
That
sure.
depends what I'm diving into.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Would you rather scuba dive with a small pool of sharks or get up there in the plane and straight skydive? Of course, you have an instructor to your back, tied to your back. So, Keyshawn, would you rather scuba dive with some sharks? I know how much you love the water and sharks for that matter. Or get up in the plane and jump out of that mug with a parachute. Keith, which one would you rather?
Man, what type of sharks?
It's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
It's a good
that's
question.
Great
that's a good
white.
Question.
I told you, great white's the only one that's really going to try and bite.
No,
me.
You can't
the
tell
beacon
me nothing
ones.
About.
Yes, I can. These are facts. Just
okay.
Just
So,
answer.
no, I cannot just answer. I need to
All right,
know
all right.
because if I dive out of a plane without a parachute with somebody
I
on
didn't
my
say without a parachute.
With somebody guiding me, that's not going to end well. If I get in the water and scuba dive without somebody guiding me through the shark. That's not going to end well. I'm trying to figure out how I want to go.
We're in Florida with some mild-mannered sharks that don't attack people, but we do have to put some bait in there and some blood to get them around to come around us. So let's just say they were
I'm gonna go shark.
You're gonna go shark? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shark diving. I've done that. LZ, what about yourself?
I'm gonna go with shark as well because I'm thinking if everything goes wrong with skydiving, I'm dead. Because while I like that song, I Believe I Can Fly, I know deep down inside I can't. However, with the sharks, I just feel like I can fight. And knowing me, you know, I like to kick and scratch and stuff. I'm gonna let that shark know this ain't going to be an easy meal.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He might
That's what I'm saying. I
now, I would
squabble.
Be concerned with your hair, Nosey, with the locks. They might consider that some worm. They might consider that some type of eel, some small food. So you might be concerned with coming when, you know, from the rear or somewhere where you can't see. The hair is a concern. That's a caution there. What about you, Travis? Would you rather scuba dive with a pool of sharks or skydive? Jump out of a
No, this is easy. This is easy. I'm going out of the plane, and it's a really – first of all, I'm never doing either one of these. That if these are the only two options,
well,
I'm going to find a train to jump.
It's Fourth of July weekend.
It happens on either. No, I'm not doing either one of them. But forced to pick one of these two, it's not hard because it comes down as simple as this. Like you said, Raj, if I'm jumping out of an airplane, I'm going to have the parachute instructor or the skydiving instructor strapped to my back. He's invested in this trip.
But see, no, hold on. But see, that's the thing.
Hold on. No, if it goes bad for me, it's going bad for him. So that expert is going to do everything he can to make sure that we get down on the ground safely. So I am trusting another human being whose
Man.
Life is also on
no,
the line.
No, but hold on, though.
No,
see,
no, no.
I needed to know when I asked the same question, do I have somebody going with me? Have somebody touring
no,
me around with the sharks?
Somebody going with us. So I'm going out there with somebody on my back that is equally invested in my safe arrival because if I don't arrive, he doesn't arrive.
Let me tell you something, Travis.
A shark is a wild animal that you have no control over. And if that thing decides, you know what? That looks pretty
Travis.
Good. You're going to lose.
Travis, if things go wrong with the skydiving, you're the first piece of heavyweight the skydiver is going to let go. I don't know why you're acting like you two are joined at the hip. No, you joined by a belt or two.
Not
and
only
that.
That
will be undone.
No, not
We're
only that.
In. That's not true. That's not true. We are strapped to each other. If it's one dies, yep. they both die.
Yeah, but I ain't even thinking like that. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, the shark has got to go after somebody. And if he goes after one of us, the other dude could try to fend him
no,
off.
No, but you're in the water alone in this scenario.
No, you're not.
You're
you just said. Do I have an instructor
feeding.
Or not?
Yeah, because there's always an instructor in both. But the instructor
yes.
is feeding the shark's blood. Like
yes.
they're feeding
but,
them.
And most likely, most likely
instructor,
that instructor has some weapon of some sort to defend himself.
He got a little pocket knife.
That
you know,
is
okay. about-
to use LZ's line, if it comes down to a me or him, you think that instructor's not going to use that knife to get away and maybe cut you a little bit so the blood not, ooh, that
Hell
guy,
yeah.
They got a chance for him. If I'm falling from 20,000 feet or whoever fall you high you jump from, I don't know, 10,000, whatever the number is, that guy's not going to be able to get rid of me. I am strapped to him. We're going down. In the water, it's every man for himself. This is an easy, easy call.
Mm. You mess around with the sky.
There's an upset. I'm surprised Keyshawn chose water and sharks. If I were to mention those two things, and based off of what you've said on this show previously, I'm surprised, and I'm happy for you, Key.
And
you're
neither one
there.
Of them
you're
a good way to go out, but I'd rather just – I got a chance. No.
Oh, I'd rather,
shark,
oh, I'd rather go
maybe,
out skydiving.
Maybe
oh,
the
I'm
shark –
that's instant.
No.
Pop.
No.
Maybe
–
yeah,
no.
The shark
no.
Raj don't really
– Raj is right.
No, I'm
– no, maybe the shark don't really like the taste, you know?
Dark – he don't like dark meat?
Maybe he don't. You know, maybe he don't. Looking for the – maybe he don't like the thigh and the leg.
While incredibly scary, skydiving, if you died skydiving, it's that's it. Bam, that's it. It's over. There's no pain. There's nothing else. It's just you hit the ground and it's over.
What do you mean there's nothing else? There is the terror of knowing there's nothing you can do. And you're just slowly following to your death.
No. The terror is exactly the same for both. You know you're going to die in both situations.
No, you know you don't. The shark might decide to not mess with you.
The shark.
The shark may decide to not bother you. He may just decide.
No. You guys make it sound like these sharks are reasonable creatures. They're eating machines.
Travis.
They just go around eating. Do you know? Have you guys never seen Jaws?
Travis Rogers, do you not know of anyone who's been attacked by a shark and survived?
Right,
yes,
of course.
Do you know anybody who has fallen out of an airplane and splat hit the ground and survived?
Actually,
no.
Yes, it does happen. It doesn't happen as often as the shark.
Yeah, put it this way, Travis. I've been watching the news for a long time. I ain't never heard a dude that fell out of a skydiving incident talk about, I fell, I got my bones and then nothing.
No.
Nope.
It's splat.
I done heard people say I got attacked by a shark, but I'm here to tell about it.
Exactly.
So, okay. Nope. Here it is, guys. Just Google surviving skydiving accident, and it's filled with it. It does happen. It does happen.
You just made that up. You made it up the way I made it up. Was part of the Kaepernick documentary.
No, it's
yeah, that was a good one. I forgot about that one. I gotta get you offline on that one.
The only way I am jumping out of an airplane is if the plane is on fire and the pilot is dead. That's it. That's the only way I'm going out of that door. Otherwise, I'm gonna say to that guy, you could probably get this thing down on the ground, right?
Man, what is
no
wrong
chance
with you?
I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, man, you all sending all these bad vibes and
bad vibes. Why? Okay, so you're just going to go up there for fun and jump out because there's nothing to do on a Tuesday afternoon?
Man, at least try to get in the cockpit and fly the thing yourself.
Oh. Key, listen to this.
I just googled
the examples. They going back to the 90s because they can't find nobody recent. It's like 1992. I see some 80s in here.
Here's one right here. 10 survivors of skydiving accidents from December 5, 2019. So stop, Ilzy.
And I bet you the skydiving is within a couple hundred feet opposed to at the top. When you lose control at the top, I don't know about gaining control when you get to the bottom. But if you lose control at the bottom, you can probably survive that portion.
I did come up with another scenario where I would jump out of the plane if you were trying to fly it, Key. That's another one where I would jump out.
I'd rather take my chance trying to fly than just let it just fly.
No, I'm putting that skydiving pack on my back and see you later. Crosstalk with George Sedano coming up next on the morning show on 710 ESPN. I can't get enough of you guys, and I'm not questioning either one of your toughness because I believe that you're both tough guys. But that both of you guys think that you're going to somehow win an ocean encounter with a shark is just unbelievable to me. They live in the water. They swim for 24 hours a day. They have giant rows of sharp teeth. You guys are not getting the better end of that deal.
No, look, Travis, at the end of the day, they may get my leg and they may get my arm. And they may decide to say, you know what, that's enough. I'm done. And now I got a chance. Now, how many people have you seen? How many people have you seen? They just take a little bit off and keep it moving.
Because Key is right. You're laughing. But there's a reason why when you go to a restaurant, there's a section called hors d'oeuvres and appetizers. Sometimes you don't want the full meal. Sometimes you just need a snack.
You guys need to watch more National Geographic Channel because these things are not real rational beings. These are not things that are just going to decide to have a little hors d'oeuvre before going into the main course. George, help me out here. Tell me what you would choose. We were just having this conversation of you need to scuba dive with no cage with sharks or you need to skydive. Which of those two things would you choose to do and why?
Scuba dive with no cage?
No cage.
Oh, skydive all day. I'm not, listen, I'm not scuba diving with sharks. There's a much better chance that I'm going to die without a cage and a shark than skydiving, which plenty of people do each and every day.
Wait, hold up, George. You think you have a better chance falling flat in your face from 20,000 feet?
No, 30,000.
No, I have a better chance of surviving with a parachute and
the parachute has done work.
No, but
that wasn't what was said to me.
No, but what we're talking about here is you have to pick one, and you're basically deciding between if both things go wrong, which one do you have a better chance of, right? Is that not what we're talking about?
Oh, yes. If both things go wrong.
But the possibilities of things going wrong are far higher in the water than they are jumping out of a plane.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead.
You go ahead.
The one thing I do know,
I've never seen a movie made about people jumping out of planes and falling splat on their faces. But I've seen people fight Jaws and Jaws 1, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, Jaws 4, Jaws 5.
Hold on. I'll take a real life event. Real life, not movies. I've never seen anybody fall out of a skydiving accident, get up, and do it again. I've seen people in the water.
That's not true.
I've seen people in the water, professional surfboarders, get
chopped
limbs, you know, taken off, and go back into the water and do it again. I've never seen that skydiving, George.
The rationale for Key and LZ is that they would win in a fight in the water with
come
a shark.
Come on. What do you think?
Not a fight. Just a discourage the shark from continuing to eat your left toe.
How? If it's just you in the water, how? How is that happening?
I'm going to punch it in the nose.
Bugs Bunny. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you're in there with an instructor. You're skydiving with an instructor, and you're in the water with an instructor.
Okay.
Exactly.
And they're very trained at knowing what to do when things go wrong like that.
Well, wait a second. If the instructor is, if we've both got parachutes, you're telling me both our parachutes don't work?
No, you're harnessed together. It's a tandem jump.
Yeah, it's a tandem.
Okay.
Would you be on his back?
You're in the front. You're strapped.
He's on your back.
Yeah. So he can cut you loose if stuff goes wrong.
He's the one pulling it, and all of a sudden he gets some numbness in his hands and can't pull.
LZ, I like that you're attributing more human characteristics to the shark by deciding, you know what, I don't need this smoke, as opposed to the guy that's on your back trying to save his own life at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like man.
I just know that I have seen countless stories of people surviving shark attacks, but I have not seen countless stories in Good Morning America of people who fell 20 to 30,000 feet and got up and lived to tell about it. That's all I'm saying.
What's the most dangerous things you guys have ever done? It's sort of like, I mean, obviously none of us have done
You mean besides
skydiving.
This show?
Yeah, besides that. Have you guys ever done any like extreme sports at all?
What's the most dangerous thing I've done as a sport or as like
just
a
anything, just anything where there's like a significant amount or at least a moderate amount of risk. Is any of us done any of that?
Snowmobile riding?
Okay.
I've done snowmobile riding, yeah. Skiing?
George, snowmobile ride? That's about as extreme as I'm going to go.
Have any of you guys ever ziplined?
I mean, I've ziplined. I have ATVs, right? Like, I don't know.
I've snowboarded. I've been to snowmobile.
Jet skis?
Yeah. No bungee jumping?
But the truth is, Travis, and I'm just being real with you for a second, it took me a long time to feel comfortable enough in my socioeconomic status to be like, you know what? I'm going to spend a couple hundred dollars and just risk my life for fun. like you just have to be in a different place in life to reach that place of boredom where you decide I'm going to spend some good chunk of cash, just, you know, dangle my life out there and see what happens.
Are you guys all a hard no on skydiving? There's no situation you would ever
do.
Not
a chance. I
mean, I'm not really interested. No, I have no interest.
Not for recreational purposes, just to get a thrill.
Hot air balloon could be dangerous. Hot air balloon could be dangerous, and I've done that.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that either. Why would I do things? Why would I put myself at unnecessary risk just for the fun of it? Why am I doing that?
Well, I will say this. When I was in the hot air balloon, And it dawned on me that we could crash. I started looking for which body I was going to use to brace me. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Some dark thoughts going through your head.
Survival skills, man. Survival skills, man.
George Sedano.
Sedano is next. Show. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 in the morning show on 710 ESPN.